Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mullion Haw on 670 The Score.
Have you wrapped your mind about Ozzie Trapillo as the Bears' starting left tackle? Do you believe he's up for the job, or will Braxton Jones be the man? How would you rate Kieran Amagaji's chances, and can you handicap the competition, please?
Well, I think when you look at this, the revelation, if you want to call it that, from Ryan Poles to the Bears radio network about Ozzie Trapillo starting out at left tackle was a bit of a surprise. He could qualify as a development in that position battle. I also think it's evidence that they'll see what they have. They'll test what they want him to be long-term, get a good look, and wait for Braxton Jones to get healthy. The Bears' best offensive line going into the 2025 season, it's not going to start until the first week of September. Let's remember that. So if Braxton Jones is back in time for training camp and he is healthy, there is no reason to believe that he can't still be as serviceable as he was before the injury, unless there's a setback. And now that's a big unless, but unless there's a setback, there's no reason to believe why he can't be the fifth starter on that offensive line that is vastly improved. That's plan A for me. That's plan A. Plan B is he has a setback. He's not as powerful as he was before the injury. He wasn't able to condition or add strength or whatever the case may be. And then you might have to try Ozzie Trapillo as a rookie forced into the lineup before he's ready to take on that challenge. He's a second-round draft pick, so he shouldn't be overwhelmed. But I think he's plan B. Plan C means everything has gone terribly wrong, and Kieran Amagaji is forced back into the lineup. I don't have a lot of faith in somebody who I saw look as overwhelmed as he did as a rookie. I know that's not a fair evaluation because of all the things that he didn't have in terms of development and time on the field, but we did see him get overwhelmed. That's a hard image to erase from your memory. I also think this, had he shown them something or shown them enough, they wouldn't have been in the market for an offensive tackle in the second round. This was a redraft of Ozzie Trapillo, and I think that's the thing you got to remember.
Great point.
Those are really good scenarios that you put out there, David. Just continuing to have a little bit of fun at the expense of the four-letter network. They still have Ozzie Trapillo as the starting right tackle with Darnell Wright backing him up. So careful where you go to for your information. I see Ozzie Trapillo as your swing tackle. I think it makes a ton of sense that he'll get the first reps at left tackle while they're waiting out the Braxton Jones Achilles, ankle, whatever lower leg body injury he was dealing with. He is out of the boot now. But as far as Kieran Amagaji, I think he's going to end up being your swing guard. I think he will end up being the guy that is going to back up the two. It's just my opinion. I think he ends up backing up the two guards, and that Ozzie Trapillo is your swing. You can't have two swing tackles, can you? Can you have two swing tackles? Not active anyway, right? I mean, these guys aren't going to play special teams. Hopefully the Bears learned from last year. You shouldn't put the backups in to try to block on extra points and field goals. We saw how that blew up in their face last year.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I think that this is going to be interesting. I think it's just interesting. They obviously don't. They shut their mouths off, talked about the right tackle moving. That's not going to happen.
Excuse me.
It's all right. Yeah, so the right tackle's not moving.
I'm getting choked up.
Yeah. Darnell Wright staying around the right side.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So that really is the news of this.
Mm-hmm. Well, the news too also, yeah, well, his moving.
That's why Ozzie's move.
We did wonder, because of his versatility, if Ozzie would be starting on the right side.
Yes, and I don't think that's the case.
Right. I think Darnell Wright is going to stay there. You keep a strength of strength. The danger in moving somebody after 2 years in the league is you're weakening two positions, and they don't want to do that.
And I don't want to be cruel about it, but I do think that, unfortunately, Braxton Jones has been ordinary as a starter. It doesn't mean he can't get better. I think what the head coach said about creating more anchor and being able to handle some of the rushes that he's faced, that is still real. And they've got to figure out a way to get that done. It's just not going to be very easy to do it when the guy is coming off of surgery.
No, you're right. So, but the one thing we don't know is, and maybe this is wishful thinking, but you're doing a lot of wish casting in the offseason.
Yes, you are.
The impact of Joe Tooney next to Braxton Jones, helping him become better because of the confidence he has in the person next to him. Also, the amount of times where, whether it's communication, whether it's helping, whether it's a double team, whatever the case is, when you're lining up next to somebody, that chemistry can make a weaker blocker better and a lesser guy stronger.
You know, I don't know enough about Durham Smythe. But is he the tight end? Is he the blocking tight end? Is he the third tight end? Or could someone like Cole Kmet help out? The problem with a problem at left tackle is you're going to need support. And when you do that, that takes away from some of the magic you want to do with your offense. So you need to have a left tackle you can trust. And you're right. They should be solid enough in the line that if they have to support someone, they can do that. But it just you just hope that it doesn't end up being like a boogeyman position.
I think Cole Kmet is a trusted blocker, and he is somebody that may not relish being used in pass protection, but might be utilized more in that role than he has in the past.
But I think starting Trapillo there is kind of interesting because you're just looking for something, and if he can be professional and hold on at that position, that doesn't mean he's going to be a great left tackle, but it means he can be professional and hold on. And I think your statement that it is a redraft, they took a guy in the third round last year they claimed would have been there in the first if he wasn't hurt.
I don't want to pick on the young man because he was injured and he had limitations of what he could achieve on the field before they thrust him on the field. But ideally, if you draft a third rounder in 2024, that's a developmental season. He would be in a position to challenge this year the position that Ozzie Trapillo is in right now.
That's exactly correct. Okay.